Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you've read, watched, or listened to recent news, chances are that you heard some scary stories about a brain-eating amoeba. Though the cases of Naegleria infection were terrible, reported infections of those parasites are quite rare. Infections by parasites in general, on the other hand, are quite common. Some studies show that as many as 70% of Americans have at least one parasite. Others conclude that 1 in 3 of Americans have some form of intestinal parasite. The truth is that even those who do not travel outside of the USA can easily ingest a parasite at some time or another. You might be asking yourself, well, how on earth does somebody get a parasite? Believe it or not, parasitic spores can be transmitted through the air, clothing, and contact with doorknobs. In fact, pinworm eggs from the most common parasite in U.S. children can be viable up to 3 weeks on bedding, bedclothes, and underwear. The most common parasite affecting about 1 in 4 people is roundworm. That's one that can be transmitted through the air. Hookworm, a nasty little thing, is the second most common parasite affecting about 1 in 6 people. Those can be ingested when contacting dirt. So the point of mentioning these things is not to create panic, of course, but to recognize that many of a person's gut health problems could potentially have a parasitic link. Even practicing good hygiene is no guarantee that one will avoid parasite contamination. Catching the infection early can often leave options, both pharmaceutical and non-prescription, that can help alleviate the problem. While many people with intestinal parasites have no digestive complaints, some gastrointestinal symptoms could include abdominal bloating, indigestion, reflux, abdominal cramping, loose stool, and even constipation. Body-wide symptoms may include fatigue, muscle weakness, musculoskeletal pain, insomnia, skin disorders, allergies, headache, immune deficiencies, and more. As with any other infection, prevention works best, and when that fails, early detection leaves the option to better treat the infection. Here are a few steps you can use to prevent parasite infections from water, one of the most common sources of infection. Be sure that the water you drink is really pure. Bringing the water to a rolling boil for 1 minute is thought to kill even the pesky Giardia cysts. Reverse osmosis filtration is one of the best methods for filtering home-use water or bottled water. Other forms of filtration might not remove some of the smaller parasitic cysts. While distilled water removes parasites and is safe to drink, it also removes minerals, leaving the water almost devoid of those precious cofactors for better health. Deionized water may not be totally free of parasites and may not even significantly remove viruses, bacteria, or cysts. It might be best to avoid deionized water altogether. Next week, we'll wrap up our discussion of parasites with a few more tips of how you can avoid parasitic infections from foods.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.